coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello, welcome to Sunday Cantata on Quinquagesima Sunday. I'm Tapani Simayoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, Hampshire, and it's my delight to be your host on today's show. Of all the Sundays in the pre-Lent season, today is the only one that is precisely named. Quinquagesima means 50th, and today is exactly the 50th day before Easter. Next Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, the first day in Lent, making today the last Sunday before Lent. That means a change in the menu for Sunday Cantata for the next 6 weeks. Lent is the most solemn season in the Church's year, a time of repentance, of self-denial, and of stripping away all those things that hinder the Christian's life. The Church does this by following Jesus on his final journey to Jerusalem and the cross, and then the tomb. The Church's worship reflects this change of mood. The liturgy is pared down, with the great gloria removed altogether, with the music simplified, and the liturgical colour changed to the sombre purple. And so it comes as no surprise that no cantatas were performed in the Sunday services of Leipzig's churches during Lent. There were a couple of exceptions, but only very few. As a result, between now and Easter, you will hear only two cantatas written for the Sundays in Lent. This enforced gap in Bach's output gives us an opportunity to hear some of the sacred cantatas he wrote for other occasions, including funerals and important festivals. But for today's Sunday, Quinquagesima, Bach wrote four different cantatas. Of these four, two have a special significance for Bach's career. On the 7th of February 1723, Bach performed them before an audience comprised of Leipzig city councillors as audition pieces. The post of cantor had fallen vacant at the St. Thomas Church, and Bach, at that time the Kapellmeister at the princely court of Köthen, had applied. A press report published in a Hamburg newspaper tells us of the event. On the past Sunday in the forenoon, the prince-appointed Kapellmeister of Köthen, Herr Bach, gave an audition here in the Church of St. Thomas in respect of the still-vacant post of the cantor. Of these audition pieces, BWV 23 had already been written during Bach's time in Köthen. The other, BWV 22, was freshly written for the occasion to a libretto by an unknown author. Some suggest that it may have been a text set by the city council. Others have guessed that Bach himself may have been the author. It is this latter work that we will hear today. The Quinquagesima Gospel from chapter 18 of Luke's Gospel consists of two seemingly separate sections. First, Jesus tells the 12 apostles one final time that he will go up to Jerusalem to be betrayed and killed. The second half tells of the healing of a blind beggar in Jericho. BWV 23 deals with the second half. BWV 22, today's cantata, takes the first half as its text. It is scored for an orchestra with strings and two oboes, a choir, and alto, tenor, and bass solos. The trebles in the choir, as well as soprano soloists, would have been boys from the St. Thomas School, so Bach frequently gave the choir only the lighter job of singing the chorale movements, and omitted the soprano part altogether. One can imagine that, with only short time to prepare in Leipzig, and little time to rehearse the boys, Bach would have been reluctant to try his luck with the boys. Hence the choir only sings one fairly short section in the first movement, and the final chorale. The rest of the work is done by the soloists, who would have been adults, and therefore capable of taking on more challenging tasks at short notice. The opening movement is a lyrical arioso, which sets a portion of the words of the Gospel reading straight from the Bible. And taking the 12, Jesus said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man will be accomplished." But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. Some of the text is omitted in the libretto, notably the reference to the specific sufferings awaiting Jesus. But these would have been read in the service, so the omission is not significant. The division of labor for the exposition of these words is very traditional. The tenor is the narrator, the voice of Jesus is sung by the bass, while the choir sings the concluding words, commenting on the disciples' incomprehension. The accompaniment is the perfect background for these words. The solo oboe plays an ever-rising melody, depicting the road up to Jerusalem. There are also repeated diminished and minor sixth intervals, which introduce a tone of tragedy and suffering to the movement. The concluding choral section, a fugue with its independent parts chasing each other, represents the confusion of the disciples, suggesting perhaps their puzzled conversations behind Jesus' back. The second movement is an alto aria, which contains a profound inner contradiction. The musical form is that of a gigue, a lively and often jolly dance in the time of 9-8. But the tone of both the oboe accompaniment, which is full of upward motion, and the singer's part is laden with grief. This is another fine example of Bach expressing through music the theology of the cross found in the words he is setting. My Jesus, draw me after you. I am ready. I want to go from here and up to Jerusalem to your suffering. Happy am I if I can thoroughly understand the importance of this time of suffering and death for my comfort. The only comfort in the midst of this life that is so filled with suffering and death, and the only comfort in the face of our own death, is the suffering and death of Jesus. For by his death, Jesus has defeated death and put an end to its power. Therefore, in a seeming contradiction, the Christian is consoled in beholding the suffering and death of his Lord and Master. Likewise, as St. Paul frequently reminds the early Christians in his letters, we enter into glory by sharing in Jesus' suffering. And so even our griefs are transformed into consolation, since Jesus stands victorious over them. The bass recitative that follows applies the disciples' incomprehension of Jesus' words to the contemporary Christian, and man's natural inability to accept the way of the cross. This reality leads to a heartfelt prayer for Jesus to draw us to himself, since we are not capable in ourselves of following him. My Jesus, draw me so that I shall hurry after you, for flesh and blood cannot comprehend at all, just like your disciples, what was said. They long for the world and the great multitudes. They desire, when you have been transfigured, to build a mighty fortress on all sides of Mount Tabor. But Golgotha, which is full of suffering in your humiliation, they do not want to behold at all. Ah, crucify for me in my corrupt breast, above all, this world and the forbidden pleasures. And then I shall fully understand what you say, and go to Jerusalem with 1,000 joys. Although the Feast of the Transfiguration was not celebrated in the Epiphany season in 18th century Leipzig, Bach's librettist makes a reference to the disciples' reaction to beholding Jesus' glory on Mount Tabor. Lord, let us stay here, rather than descend from the mountaintop of glory to the road to Jerusalem and to Calvary. He also makes a subtle reference to Martin Luther's great Reformation hymn, A Mighty Fortress. Whereas each of us would like to build our mighty fortress wherever there is comfort, worldly joys and glory, the Christian's true fortress is God's Word, which crucifies the self and protects us in the midst of suffering from the power of the devil. The string accompaniment here creates an atmosphere of peace. And for a closing flourish, Bach paints the words Tausend Freuden, thousand joys, with an upward moving flourish. The fourth movement is also set in the form of a dance, a passepied. But unlike the second movement, this one is full of life and energy. It too is a prayer addressed to Jesus. My all in all, my everlasting good, heal my heart, change my disposition. Beat down everything that resists this denial of the flesh. But when I am mortified in spirit, then draw me to you in peace. Bach dresses this prayer for courage in a musical garb that already bespeaks the courage it prays for. He includes standard word painting techniques. The word ewiges, everlasting, is drawn out. Ertötet, mortify, falls on a dramatic diminished chord, whereas Friede, peace, is held long while the accompaniment pauses on a still chord. The final movement is a setting of the fifth verse of Elisabeth Krutschiger's Christmas hymn, Herr Christ, der einig Gottes Sohn. Mortify us by your goodness, awaken us by your grace. Make the old man sick, so that the new man may live well here on this earth, turning his mind and all his desires and thoughts to you. The accompaniment features the first violin and oboe in an exquisite, flowing, perpetual motion, a style that was much favored by Bach's predecessor at Leipzig, Johann Kuhnau, perhaps the tip of the hat to the previous incumbent, whose place Bach was vying for. The Hamburg press report on the occasion of the first performance of this cantata concludes, "The music Herr Bach made on that occasion was highly praised by all those who judge such things. If only the town council had been among them. They offered the job to Bach's friend, Georg Philipp Telemann, instead." Indeed, some musicologists think that this positive review was written by the composer himself. Only after Telemann turned it down did Bach get the post. And as it happened, the theme of incomprehension in today's cantata was an apt prophecy for how things would turn out for Bach in Leipzig. Over the next quarter century, Bach's music was frequently met with a near total absence of enthusiasm, and occasionally it was met with outright hostility. It was left to future generations to fully appreciate the genius of this greatest of composers of sacred music. Here then is Bach's cantata number 22, Jesus nahm zu sich die Zwölfe. In this recording from volume 8 of their complete cycle of Bach's sacred cantatas, the choir and orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan is conducted by Masaki Suzuki, with soloists Yoshikazu Mera, countertenor, Geir Türk, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The recording appears on the BIS label and is made available to Lutheran Radio UK in a studio quality download by eclassical.com.
Thank you. wird ich laufen, denn Fleisch und Blut versteht ganz und gar nebst allen Dingen nicht, was das gesaget war. Es sehnt sich nach der Welt und nach dem größten Haufen. Sie wollen beiderseits, wenn du verklärt bist, zwar eine feste Burg auf Tabors Berge bauen. Hingegen
oh, my ewiges Gut, my ewiges Gut.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Sunday Cantata. I would love to hear from you. Send an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk or post a comment on Lutheran Radio UK's Facebook page. Do visit the Lutheran Radio UK website, lutheranradio.co.uk, for past episodes of Sunday Cantata and for all our other programmes. And have a look also at the website of the church I serve, Our Saviour Lutheran Church, to find out more about us. The address is oslc.org.uk. Let me finish by wishing you all a very blessed season of Lent, as you join the disciples on the journey to the cross and then to the empty tomb. Whatever you give up or take up for Lent, do make sure not to give up Sunday Cantata. I look forward to your company next Sunday. I'm Tapani Simoyoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church, Fareham, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.